Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Yeah! We're doing it! Hey, everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again from our monthly home at Die Nasty Typewriter. I was thinking about new ways to say Dynasty Typewriter, and I thought a fun way to say it would be to say Die Nasty Typewriter. And then I fucked it all up in execution. And we are here in Los Angeles! It's Sunday, July 23rd, 2023, Kingsman, the golden circle of friends with benefits, a wonderful life as we know it could happen to you only. Live twice in a lifetime, cop and a half. Oh, and I can't believe it's time already for Doug Plugs. That's hilarious. Just waiting for it. The excitement levels from town to town in that particular part vary wildly. I'm sure listeners are going to be a little relieved that this is a crowd that's less into chanting and also less into being a crowd. I got some exciting news, though. And that is that the Benson movie Interruption is finally returning to Los Angeles right here at Dynasty Typewriter, Monday, August 7th at 7:30. Me and my guests, including Mr. Patton Oswalt, will sit here and interrupt a movie that you choose. That's right. Everybody that attends is eligible to bring a Blu-ray or a DVD of a movie that you'd like to see get roasted. And if your movie gets selected, we'll select a few, the panel and I, and then the audience will vote. And the one everybody wants to see most is the one that we will watch. So to find out more about that and get all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Wall it!
I liked it. Somebody said Ted Danza. Tony Danza? No, Ted Danson. Oh, Ted Danson. All right, are you ready to get... Oh, shit. I almost forgot the prize bag. Do you want to see the prize bag? You know what? You know, the odds are pretty good that one of you... I mean, one of you is definitely going home with this, but the odds are good that it could be you, whoever is sitting in front of me, because, you know, this is a tight-knit group, and I don't know how my guests are going to pick... name tags or how they're going to choose people, but they're going to have to get creative with it. But inside this bag from my friends at Hemper, we have a very large-ish bong that is volcano-themed, and then a smaller one that is also volcano-themed. And I will lead you to my Instagram. You don't know Doug on Instagram, to look at it. Because it's you know, packaged for the winner today, you know, so it doesn't break, and I don't want to fuck that up. So you're just gonna have to trust me that there's a pipe in there, and that it's beautiful. I think the winner would notice if it was light enough. You know what I mean? I could have put some rocks in there, I guess. Couple of old mugs, so it clangs around in there a little bit. Don't look until you get home. Whoever wins this, don't look and see what's in there until you get home, please. All right, let's get my four guests out here. It's quite an amazing lineup. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Please welcome Ian Carmel, Lauren Lapkus, Jeff Tate, and Dave Waite. Yeah! Look at them go.
Yeah.
They're Yay. All here.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Let's meet everybody individually, and the order we're going to go in is alphabetically by brightest pants. No, we're going to say alphabetically by first name, so that means what? Everybody. That's right. I had to look. He's
it's
a last
idea.
He's a last minute addition, but not a subtraction. It's Dave Waite, everybody.
Hey, what's happening?
First initial D, just like me, member of the D Club. D is a great letter to have.
Dave Waite, wait, don't tell me. That's
Oh good. Jeff's already laughing. Nothing funny has happened, Jeff. Settle down. Look at him. Oh, my goodness. I didn't expect that reaction. We're going to introduce you in a second, so get back to your bright, cheery self. But first, Dave Waite, congratulations are in order, because Dave is officially a person who they call a paid regular at the Comedy Store here in L.A.
Congrats!
Now, does that work in La Jolla as well? Do you reign over both of those domains? Like, are you?
I don't know if it's transferable. I hope so.
The La Jolla Club does their own thing sometimes, I guess. But you know, hopefully, you get to continue to play both. But congratulations, they paint the comedians' names on the wall, and so your name's up there on the wall. Right,
it was featured on In Just Like That, where Che performed.
I wish.
They showed all the real names, which was kind of
they did.
Yeah.
Was Che up there, though?
Che hasn't gotten that far.
Okay, good.
Actually, Che should have, I guess.
You think?
Given the lore of the show.
Che,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only hear about this Che Diaz through tweets and whatnot.
They painted,
I haven't watched the show.
They painted Che's face over the insane dolphin mural at the Improv, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In real life.
That's not true.
Real life. It's just yeah. really there.
You've well, been Che's to the Improv lately, either. Right? That's not there anymore.
No, I haven't been
oh
there
Oh, my
lately.
God.
No.
It's not there anymore.
No,
now it's just a brown wall.
Did they cut it down so you could, like, get... like a really unflattering painting of Chris Rock in your house, or did they just paint right over it?
Oh, I don't even think it could be cut down. I think it was painted onto like brown bricks or something, and yeah. But let's get into that off stage or during the break. And okay. Sorry, Dave, we ate up all your time with that.
It's all right.
Oh, were you supposed to do something there?
I was gonna have him
do a tight 2 minutes.
Oh, I'd love
it. You know, like you just pass at the store. Give us your best two.
Oh, do it. You can
use
my time.
That's okay, because we have to also say hi to the gentleman to his right. Their names rhyme, and it's about time. It's Jeff Tate, everybody. See, now they want to chant.
Wow.
Now they're chanting.
Yeah. Excellent.
You always get the chance.
You have really nice skin.
Oh, thank you.
Can people tell you that?
Never.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it feels weird, but they don't.
Nobody's ever... You motherfuckers ever said it. Let me walk around this great skin, unacknowledged.
The lighting here is terrific as well.
I spend a lot of time inside, and I don't do much.
Yeah, no, it looks like you are wearing your inside pants. You got your PJs on, but yeah, super comfortable looking pants, and so colorful that's why people need to come see the show live, is for Jeff Tate's pants alone are a reason. Oh, we've got some folks just coming in. Welcome.
Can you reintroduce me to those people?
Yeah. For those of you who just got here, we'll just back up to our first guest on the... No, it's okay, but let us proceed. His name is... Nobody else clapped, just the four people who just came in. Because you don't want to exert yourselves. But the new folks, this is Dave Waite, everybody.
Hey, what's happening?
They're good. Yeah. I'm glad you made it. You're really going to increase the excitement levels in the crowd. And then I also introduced Jeff Tate is here. Woo! See, one out of four people know to do that. Four people came in late, one person chanted.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I think it's real good.
What do you guys think of my skin?
I like those numbers. Yeah, Jeff was getting compliments from our next guest. Wait.
No, I'm not
next.
No,
sorry.
You do look supple.
Apologies.
Yeah. Oh, I would use the word supple to describe your cheeks.
Yeah, do you use face products?
No, it's just humid.
Wow. Nice.
So I'm a little damp right now.
It's just the air. I love it.
I mean, you are Mall Santa ready right now. Yeah. Your cheeks are so rosy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
But this is my off time.
It really is.
I don't need to get back to work till like mid-November. So I'm just chilling right now. Me and this guy in the front row handle all the malls.
Yeah. All right.
The guy in the front row has a long beard, just for the people listening at home.
Yeah, that's crucial information.
I want them to wonder.
Also joining us today. Oh, I wrote something down about you. Let's see what I wrote.
Oh, great.
You know, it's like a little roast, kind of. Not really, though. What? Fuck it. It's Ian Carmel, everybody. I'm like trying to make sense of this intro. Like I write something like cute down earlier, and then I look at it now and go, what is that even? What am I even driving at? He'd be a gentleman. Oh, I see. I was going to say he'd be a gentleman if he let the lady on the panel be introduced before him, but he didn't make the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I made the rules.
But I did. I did have a long conversation with you before that.
Yeah, you would if you'd had the chance, for sure.
I didn't want her here at all.
Yeah, fair.
Wait a second.
No, it's fine. Totally fine.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to podcast with women.
Yeah.
Oh, is that one of your like rules that your team set for you?
I've gotten very into Orthodox Judaism since the last time I've been on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave the stage.
What's the most religious? Of course, you know Ian from All Fantasy Everything, and that's where they rank stuff. And what's the... you know, is there any religious rankings that you've done?
We haven't drafted religions yet, no.
Or any aspect of them?
We have. It would be fun to do.
Best types of weddings maybe would be a good one.
No, that would be... I mean, I think that my people would go pretty early in that. A Jewish wedding pops off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And a Catholic wedding, oof.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of time.
I'll say it. It takes so long. You got to sit through an entire mass first. Oh,
up, down, up, down.
It's probably the worst thing about Catholicism.
Get a quick workout in, I guess.
The worst?
When you guys hear the Catholics have a bad rap or whatever, it's because of the wedding.
It's the weddings. They had to do all those settlements about how long the weddings are. People missed basketball games they were going to go to. You had to pay out $125 a person.
I had a Catholic wedding, and then I got divorced. See what I learned.
Yeah.
Catholic. That was the problem.
You sat through that whole ceremony?
I had to stand for most of it.
That's
and then
brutal.
At the end, the priest forgot my name.
Wow.
When he did the "let me be the first to introduce you" or whatever part, and then he just stared at me. And I was like, this is my first marriage. I don't know what you're, am I supposed to do it? And the guy was like, what's your name?
That was your first step towards a divorce, saying right in front of your wife-to-be, this is my first marriage. implying there will be another one. I've never done this before.
That's what I should have said.
Is what you should have said.
Honestly, what I should have said is I should have said, my name's Dave Waite, and then maybe I could have got out of the whole thing.
Wait.
He's sitting in the fifth row it's me now? Fuck.
Did he understand your name on the first go, or was it really even awkwarder? Did you have to say it a few times?
I repeated it 2 times. And then someone in the room yelled it out.
Oh, a Douglas Movies fan, probably.
They're it's Jeff with a G.
Tate. This is crazy how your life has changed. You've gone from somebody where the guy marrying you to your wife didn't even know your name to now the whole audience chants your name.
I know.
It's really
so embarrassed.
Life is wild. Yeah, if you'd have had that chant back then, you would have really put him in his place.
I had to convert, so I spent a lot of time with this guy.
You converted to Catholicism?
Yeah, what difference does it make? I didn't go. I didn't go before. I wasn't going. It didn't matter to me which one I didn't go to.
See you never, dog.
Let's get our last guest introduced finally, everybody.
It's a bad idea.
I've been talking the whole time.
We try to keep the show as white dudes only as it could possibly be, but we're also here to break the rules. And
include a white woman.
And include, so not so bad. Give it up, everybody. Lauren Lapkus is here. Yay.
Thank you. So excited.
Did you write anything on your paper about me?
I did. it's not bad, I don't think. I said, and finally, but mostly.
Mm. All right, it's fine.
It's great to have you back, Lauren Lapkus.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
I like your paper and how you write perfectly straight.
I do.
And it's interesting that you do a handwritten thing for your show.
Yeah.
It feels old school in a nice way.
People think it's a manifesto. Or
it does look like you're going to kill someone.
People that write things like this probably should be watched. But I do it. But then the great part also is not only can I not read my own handwriting, but I also can barely see. So it's a it's a real great
combo
nation. But I do have my readers on me. I'll whip those out at some point. But for now, I can get through this next part. We'll start with Dave.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pressure's on. Now, this is a points-free segment of the show.
All right.
It's called Recommendation Nation. That's where I get each of my guests to recommend one movie in a very specific category. If you can't think of one, we can help you think of one. It's no pressure or anything. But considering that we're in the midst of a strike with both the writers and the screen actors, SAG and AFTRA, I just thought it'd be a good time to discuss protest films.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, to get us fired up to get back out there on the picket line. It's Sunday, of course. Jeff, you should go to a picket line while you're in town.
Okay.
You can even pick which one. Like, if your special's on one of them, go to one of the other ones. You know, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to bite the hand that feeds you necessarily. But
there was free shaved ice at Disney.
Lots of free stuff coming out.
Yeah, a lot of free stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes somebody comes along, gives everybody a condo.
Yeah.
And Drew Carey gives you free lunch at Bob's Big Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
There was a mini horse.
Why was a horse there?
It looked like a bad idea.
Was it a Parks and Rec thing, that horse?
I don't think so. It was a crowded area.
Oh, you said pony. I was wondering if there was a difference between a mini horse and a pony.
No, it was a little bigger than a mini horse. That was my bad. It was like a pony that said support WGA on it. Yeah. And it was like, that could kick any one of us. I think the studio sent it.
Yeah. To come get everyone.
Yeah. Bob Iger sent a horse to the protest.
Like a giddy up horse, not a
horse.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. Like it was like a wood horse or something like that.
Oh, yeah, and then a bunch of little guys.
Trojan horse full of executives.
That's how they're getting in.
Was it hollow, or when you left for the night, a bunch of people snuck out and broke all your signs?
A bunch of dudes in tech fleeces who went to Princeton. Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody like cackling while they break signs? Like that's like the Who's on Christmas. People can still march back and forth and yell shit. The signs are broken. Let's go. Home.
Yeah, but you can get like a splinter or something. That'll really teach you.
Oh, that's true. Splinters.
Take what we give you. Or we'll give you splinters, maybe.
All right, Dave. Have you thought of the protest movie yet?
I liked the Judas and the Black Messiah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I felt like it was overlooked. I mean, I loved it. And I like Daniel Kaluuya.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
All right, because that's also the name of a drink, right? Maybe I got it wrong.
Then it's Kaluuya. You did get it wrong. It's Kaluuya, yeah.
Okay, my bad.
But the drink is Kaluuya.
Yeah.
But I do like the drink as well.
Don't do that to him, Ian. Ian, do not mispronounce things on purpose.
I'll tell you, that puts me in company with Ian Ziering. That's good company, bro. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the hottest actors from 90210.
Yeah.
We
got a Ziering head out there.
Yeah.
It's Ziering.
And he was in Sharknado 8, I think.
I think he was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sharknado was hungry by that point. He really ate in that one.
That one should be called Sharknato. Like, you just put the 8 right in the middle.
Yeah. Oh.
But then they're going to make that one about the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, so they have to be really careful. Where Putin tries to attack the shark and we all band together.
I was just envisioning a boardroom with a bunch of sharks and generals' outfits. My bad.
Yeah, what if sharks join NATO? We'd fucking finally. That's the one holdout. We finally got sharks on board.
Finland and then sharks, and now they're complete.
Jeff, what's your protest movie?
I just watched this documentary called White Riot. That's about the Clash is involved. It is about the punk scene, the British late 70s British punk scene reaction to Eric Clapton's onstage rant.
Rock Against Racism.
Yeah, Rock Against Racism. Exactly. RAR. they say it a lot. Yeah, it's a documentary, and it was very interesting. It's also a little depressing when you watch something from 45 years ago, and then you're watching it last week, and you're like, oh fuck, it's happening again.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, it's short.
You really saved it there at the end, Jeff.
I know, I depressed myself.
You must be, I know you don't love a long movie, and now movies are just long. All these big summer movies are all pushing 2.5 hours each at this point. Does that make you unhappy, Jeff?
Well, it depends on what the 2.5 hours is filled with. If it's filled with Mission Impossible stuff, I'm on board.
I see.
If it's filled with
not Mission Impossible stuff?
Nah, I'll rent it.
Yeah.
Watch it in shifts.
I see. Yeah, that is the great thing about watching it at home is just seeing parts of it. Or get a job at a movie theater, then you just see parts of it, when you go on your breaks.
Yeah, get a job at a movie theater.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I've always wanted to and never did.
Bucket list.
Now's the time. I drove past I was doing like some road thing, and I went in through some small town that had a family video, and I was like, I'll just move here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also sold CBD products in the back, like they were like gearing up for when weed got legal in whatever state I was in. I was like, this is gonna be the best store ever in a couple years.
Is it called CBDVDs? It's right there.
I mean, it will be when they finally get DVDs. It's still tapes. It was a very small town.
They have a great special around Halloween when everybody wants to get the heebie-jeebies. Heebie-jeebies, DVDVs. All right. Who's next? Ian, what's your pick for... protest movie.
I mean, I don't think it's much. It's people know about this movie, but I watched Newsies again the other day for the first time.
Oh yeah, that was a fun one.
It's fun to watch again, knowing that Christian Bale was tricked into being in it.
He was.
He didn't know it was a musical.
Wow.
He thought he was signing up for a movie about like a newspaper strike, and then he showed up and signed the contract and showed up, and they were like, "You're going to be singing, Mr. Bale." And
they knew he could sing because he was already a Mouseketeer. That's where his misstep was.
I think I didn't know that.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I went with it.
It feels right
in some really dark way.
I think he sings in. I think they thought he could sing because he sings in that Spielberg movie, Empire of the Sun.
Yeah.
I think he's got a beautiful singing voice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, even Bane thinks he's got a beautiful singing voice.
Whoa, let's laugh.
It would be. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I just love the idea of like a 15-year-old Christian Bale being like, I thought this was going to be about a newspaper strike.
Yeah.
I read the whole script, couldn't figure out why a lot of it rhymed, but this is nonsense.
And to make matters worse, nobody told me Robert Duvall would be sitting around in a fake red beard with a shitty Irish accent. He is so weird in that movie. All right. Right up there with John Voight and Anaconda. So... just like, what is he doing? He's having too much fun in this weird role. All right. Who was up?
Me. Look, I don't really know. The only thing I can think of is that Sally Field one where she's
Norma Ray.
Yeah.
Smoking the Bandit.
There we go.
Are we guessing?
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
I think we nailed it.
Norma Ray is a good one. That's a real good one. That's one of the, you know, that she won two Oscars.
Gidget. Oh my God. When she's surfing.
Okay, what's happening? Stop it. Quit yelling out stuff. Because we're going to play some games.
Okay.
And the answers are all on the stage.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just that I don't want them to yell out stuff.
Oh, I see. I thought they were in the clues. I was like, okay.
Yeah, everybody, I've hidden the clues on the stage. We're going to, now that I've got all your recommendations, which those are terrific choices, I want to go with a movie called The Great Race, because it's about a race of, the first motorized cars from New York to Paris, and it's wacky comedy. But there's a subplot in it about women protesting for the right to vote. Oh. And it appears frequently through this wacky comedy.
That is wacky.
They show like these women going, we're suffragettes and we want the vote. And men going, get out of our way. We're trying to run a race.
Psychotic.
In this version of the world where one can drive from New York to Paris and women still can't vote is insane.
Well, you know what happens is they get to Alaska, they just get on an ice float and float across. Yeah.
Oh, that's
really?
No, they knew what they were doing with that race.
That sounds good.
Where do they get gas?
What's that?
Where do they get gas? I'm asking too many
questions. They don't need gas to be on the ice float. They just float, so they don't need gas. But prior to that, there's even a whole sequence where the bad guy steals all the gas in a small town so that the other competitors don't have gas. They think of everything in this movie.
I hate that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is in this movie?
It's fun. Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis and Natalie Wood.
Why is that a laugh?
Somebody laughed at that. Those people are in it. Hilarious. So anyway, we're way behind. We got to go to our first commercial break. We will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and we picked name tags during the break. It was very exciting. It was really intense because you just didn't know who was going to get picked. And Dave Waite went with our friend from Alaska, Kevin of the North.
I think that was Jeff Tate that did that. Waite and Tate, but he did.
Oh, shit. Let me just do this, and I'll still forget later. All right, and then, so that means Dave went with the, which one?
My Two Bryans.
My Two Bryans, okay.
The man with two Bryans. Two Bryans.
I was thinking of My Two Dads.
Yeah. See, I knew we'd get back there. all right, so yeah, The Man with Two Bryans. And then Lauren is playing for Anitra Action Jackson. And Ian is playing for Maya Girl, as in stung by bees and dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the characters, I won't say which one. Could be Dan Aykroyd, could be Jamie Lee Curtis, could be Klumsky herself. All right. let's play some games. Okay. And see if somebody can win these prizes for somebody. The first game we're going to play.
The pressure's on that I'm really playing for somebody. This is.
Right?
I'm nervous.
It's like almost as bad as. You've probably been on something playing for charity, right?
Yeah.
That must be really intense.
Well, I did get to the $1 million question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I won $500,000 for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. So.
What?
If I can't brag about that here, where can I?
Because you said I'm not going to answer it and then just took the money?
Yeah. Yeah.
And was it something you knew or would have had a good guess?
It was a really hard question. Really random. It was about something on the periodic table named after, what was it named after? And then there were like all these options.
Yeah, so you were just no way.
I just didn't
you used
know.
All your lifelines.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're going to have a lifeline a little later in this show today, so that you never know when that's going to come in handy, but this first game is much more simple. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. Oh, both hands. I'm sorry. I only raised one hand. That was my bad. And it probably just looked like I was just like trying to block the light or something. And this game is a game where you just repeat back the title of a movie when you figure out what it is, the full title.
Okay.
I'll say it slowly and... every time somebody guesses wrong, I'll start back at the beginning until somebody says the entire thing correctly.
Got it.
Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I explained it fairly well. It does seem weird.
We're all going with it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. Should have been there the other night. All right, here we go.
A Time to Kill.
Good movie.
A
A.
No other A guesses?
A Wrinkle in Time.
There you go.
I was
A,
right?
A, no. A.
A Raisin in the Sun.
A.
Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag.
Oh, man. I don't think there's...
That'd be funny if I just went on eight. No, it's A... Night.
A Night to Remember?
A Night's Tale.
A Night.
A Night at the Museum.
A Night in Rodanthe.
A Night at the Museum.
A Night at the Museum, too.
Night.
A Night.
A Nightmare on Elm Street. A Nightmare on Christmas. A Nightmare on Elm Street, too.
A Night.
Don't forget all the seasonal nightmares. What's I'm sorry that you're speaking, but there's no reason to be. Okay.
I'm sorry so. That you're speaking.
I'll check in with you after the game is over. A Night. No, please stop saying an answer to that you think might be the answer.
I guess I said
we're
that
way
first,
past that anyway, yeah. So you're just saying something that's been covered already, but don't do it anymore.
We're both wrong. That
A Night. In
Nebraska.
Right? You can never know.
I think that's a movie.
Night in Rodanthe?
Jeff did that one. A Night in the Life of...
A Night in the Life of what?
Jim...
Caviezel.
I said Caviezel like I forgot what I forgot that I'm repeating what you say and not what Ian.
A Night in the Life of Jimmy
Tatro. That's a person I know.
A Wait. Night. Get him in where you can.
Okay.
A Night in the Life of Jimmy. You can't just say it with me.
No, I know, but I feel like I'm getting there.
After okay. I'm done.
What
for
if there's
count?
One more clue and then somebody gets it, it's but they don't know it?
This isn't something that's real. I don't feel like this is real.
A Night in the Life of Jimmy Reardon.
A Night in the Life of Jimmy Reardon.
That is correct.
Oh!
Damn it! Why didn't I just say it? I hate myself.
I can't believe it took me so long.
What is that film about?
That is a film that starred the late, great River Phoenix as the titular character.
Oh, wait, is Ione Skye in that movie?
I bet you she is. I think you're right.
Yeah,
she's in it. Based on a book with a very different title that I can't remember right now. But, yeah, it's a obscure movie, so that's why nobody just knew it. You had to hear the whole thing before you could get it. And Jeff was just sitting there in the bushes waiting for that to happen. Yeah.
And, that was a good start.
And then he pounced. It's like a warm-up game. Jeff won, so that means he gets to go first in our next game, which is a new game. Yeah. Since I'm giving away a couple of volcano-themed pipes today in the prize bag, I thought it'd be fun to play a new game called Lava or Leave It. And in this game, we're going to start with Jeff. It's multiple choice, so everybody really has a nice shot at getting answers correct. Because you get three choices, Jeff. And your options are, I'm going to say a line, and then you're going to tell me if it's from if it was spoken by Tommy Lee Jones in Volcano or Pierce Brosnan in Dante's Peak. Or neither.
Okay.
And so these are all lines from motion pictures. They're all real lines that were spoken by somebody. If Jeff misses on the first one, it's going to go to you, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, and you'll have two options to choose from. If you miss, then Lauren's going to get that round's gimme point.
Ooh.
And then we start with Ian gets to go first on the next one.
Oh, I like this.
But you never know what's going to happen. Might not happen like that.
Okay, but it could.
Jeff might get this one right. All right, Jeff, you get to go first. And it's always dealer's choice. I don't want to accidentally sound like the actor who said the line initially. So I need to just pick a random ass voice. So Jeff, without knowing what the line's going to be, could you please decide how you'd like me to do it? Accent, a character voice, an impression. It doesn't even have to be something in my wheelhouse. I'll just try.
Well, I mean, Ray Romano.
Okay. All right. So this first one, I'm going to read it like Ray Romano, and then you tell me if it's from Volcano, Dante's Peak, or neither.
It's really good.
We're going to the safest place in town, baby.
I'm going to say neither.
Incorrect.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Because those don't seem like baby guys.
Sorry. Sorry. Dave? Would you like me to change it up, do a different voice?
Well, I was always a big fan, and now it's probably fun to do again, is when you did Bane. I love when you did Bane from the Batman
All
trilogy.
Right, this is a good Bane line, I think. We're going to the safest place in town, baby! He's not really the type to say baby. Baby! baby.
I'm getting a more of a Pierce Brosnan sort of vibe for that.
You're going Dante's Peak?
Dante's Peak.
That's incorrect as well.
I get the point.
What is it, Lauren?
Well, I don't remember what the other option was.
Whoa, shit. Oh, shit.
No, that can't be what?
It should go to me.
It was, hey, don't tell her. It was Volcano is the only remaining option.
Volcano.
Yeah, don't say. I'll say it. Volcano. Yes, that is correct.
I get a point, right?
1 point for Lauren.
Thank God. I almost fucked it up for you. I'm sorry. Oh, God,
Lauren, you're on the board.
I was
going
to ask you to repeat it before, and I didn't know it was going to affect me that way.
You got a point. Ian just, didn't get to really get involved yet, so I'm glad he gets to go first on this next one.
Thank you.
How would you like it?
I want Bane Romano.
It's bad down here, but it's worse up there.
Dante's Peak.
Incorrect.
Ah!
Such a good guess, though.
Thank you.
It was one of the three options.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's at least you knew that.
Yeah.
We go back over to Jeff. How'd you like it?
I'm going to say that was Tommy Lee Jones.
But you don't need me to do it again?
No, I remember.
Okay, that's incorrect, Dave.
Oh, no. Oh, don't I get the free point now?
You do, if you can remember.
Oh.
Yeah. Ian guessed?
No, the only one. I'll tell you.
Neither.
I'll give you a choice between the ones that are left over. Neither.
Neither.
Yeah, okay, neither is, is correct. I would be so happy if we got through this whole game and the only points were just the third person each time. That would be so exciting, but that's too much to hope for. I don't think it's going to happen. Lauren's going to get this one.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Have him do the Batman voice.
Okay, well, I want to switch it up entirely with the voice. Can I give you a new voice?
Sure. And let me say really quick that it was neither, and it was from a classic disaster movie, When Time Ran Out.
Okay.
Is what that was actually from. It's got everything. That movie's got earthquakes and volcanoes and tidal waves, the whole deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they ran out of individual disasters to exploit. So it's like, let's just put them all in one. What voice would you like, Lauren?
I would like you to do Jim Carrey in The Mask.
Quoting.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, what was even his catchphrase? Like,
Somebody stop me.
Oh, yeah. Somebody.
Smoking.
Stop me. All right. I'll see if I could do it. It's a long line, so it's going to be rough.
I can get down there. And I can get back up again. Now what happens? What? I'm just going to say it. I can get down there and I can get back up again. Now what happens? That's up to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's so. Right. He's never that wordy in that movie.
The answer is Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. Yeah.
So just lyrics.
That's up to me.
I'm going to say volcano.
Oh.
Okay.
Key part of that word, of course, is no.
The key part of the word that the person said when they said no?
No, the key part of volcano.
Oh.
I'm not giving you a volcano yes, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, got it.
Ian.
Dante's Peak.
Which one?
Dante's Peak.
Which one did you say?
Volcano.
And you said Dante's Peak?
Dante's Peak.
Point to Jeff.
Oh!
Every time. What is happening?
Well, you have to say it.
Neither.
Okay. You got to get officially on the record as saying neither. And that was from a movie called Krakatoa, East of Java.
Look, I have no idea what any of these movies are.
You know Krakatoa is west of Java?
It is. It's one of those crazy, like, they just called it that in the movie. Yeah. Nobody double-checked.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Google back then, so they just made a movie with the wrong Java.
They didn't need to Google.
Yeah, they didn't fuck with it. They just put it out. Like, this is the truth. Who's up? Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, Jeff just got a point. Everybody's on the board but you, Ian. So,
that's all right. That's
so
all right.
This is your chance to get...
I won just by being here with friends.
Yeah.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Take a point for that.
This isn't at midnight. I'll just hand out points. All right. Dave, how would you like it?
Oh, I was thinking of something fun. Can you do a classic, maybe a Christopher Walken?
Oh, okay. I'm not great at Christopher Walken, but I'll try it. There are certain doors you have to go through alone.
You sound like the Mad Hatter.
Alone. There are certain doors you have to go through alone. What did I say? Heavens to Betsy. What do you think it is there, Dave?
Dante's Peak.
No.
God damn.
Okay.
This is so exciting.
I'll go with my instinct, but it feels...
Do you want to hear it again?
Okay, yeah.
There are certain doors you have to go through alone, don't you know?
I'm kind of going off of, like, the voice is helping, but I'm going off of, like, school quiz rules a little bit, where I feel like it's not neither because you've had a couple neithers, but I feel like maybe it is neither because of a couple neithers, so I'm going to say volcano.
You're going volcano? That is incorrect.
Oh, yeah!
I'm sorry, everybody, I heard people tittering.
Everybody is on the board.
I'm on the board.
Well, that was for you. That was my gift to you.
I really appreciate that.
Just wanted to even it out.
I really appreciate that. I know you knew.
Yeah.
I know you knew.
This is not how this is going to go.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to?
That was not the plan.
I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop everything. But when this is all over tonight, do you guys want to take the volcano movie walking tour? We start down by the automotive museum, by the tar pits, and then I'll just show you where the rest of the movie plays out. We can just walk around. And,
yes.
I would love to.
It's very fun.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's kidding or not.
I know.
But it is the Miracle Mile where Volcano takes place.
I genuinely have no idea what that's about, and I don't know what movie that is.
I'm going to give you a hint. It's not a volcano.
Well, I thought that, but then you just said it's in L.A., so I'm going, well, where's the volcano?
Yeah, under us.
Oh, no.
There's a volcano under us.
That's a good plot.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Decides to splooge up at Wilster and La Brea kind of near the tar pits, coincidentally. Almost like it's mocking the tar pits for their existence.
Now, splooge up a scientific...
That's what volcanoes do. They splooge up.
They say it a lot in that movie. Maybe it'll be one of these quotes.
That's the one in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Right,
it was brutal.
Yeah. It splooged all over her face.
All right, Jeff, you're up next.
You got to give him a
this
funny
is
voice
so
to
exciting.
Do.
Yeah. What do you? How do you want it?
Do Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Who's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He was the governor.
Do Nicolas Cage from Mandy.
Okay. I have to say a sentence to warm up with that one, for that one. Eric Estrada from Chips. I've always been better at feeling out.
Come on.
I've always been better at feeling out volcanoes than people and politics. Where's my pig? I've always been better at feeling out volcanoes than people and politics.
Okay. I'm going to say that is from Dante's Peak.
That's your guess?
Yes.
Why did you arrive at that guess?
Because Tommy Lee Jones is not a volcano expert in Volcano. He's just like the disaster guy for the city of L.A.
Yeah.
And Dante's Peak was an expert. That guy was, the Pierce Brosnan guy was like a volcano guy.
Right, he's an expert.
Volcanologist.
Who keeps doing that? Are you sure?
Yeah, that is correct.
You need to check your meter or something by now.
Well, that was a good question because I would have said volcano because it said volcano in the question.
Yeah. Right. So
that was a good trick.
Yeah. And Jeff figured it out. So that means Jeff is our winner. Congratulations, yay! Jeff. You did it. Congratulations, Jeff. That means you get to go first in our next and final game that we are going to play right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Yay!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Yay! So this last game we're going to play to determine our winner and who gets this awesome stuff from Hemper is called Super Last Woman Standing. And I don't endorse Liquid Death in any way. It's what they have here, and you can't, I can't take time to cover up the label. And have you ever tried to scratch the label off of this can?
It's not fun.
It takes a lot of work.
People do that?
It's very difficult. No, it's not possible.
Okay.
If you do, it results in liquid death.
I just almost had a liquid death.
Yeah, Jeff almost choked on liquid death laughing about liquid death. What a death that would have been. All right. So last woman standing means that we're going to get four actress names from the four audience members whose name tags were chosen by my guests. And those will be the four names that we name movies that any of those four have been in. And if we can't think of one, then that person's out. I like to play along in this game, and please don't shout out any answers from the audience or, you know what I mean, start cheering people say the first word of a correct answer because they may fuck up the title by the end of it. You know, if somebody goes Harry Potter, people say, yes, you're right. There's a lot of words there.
Yeah, there are.
There's a lot of work left to do. Yeah.
Okay. What's in that goblet, bro?
Don't cheer them on too early. That's what I'm saying. All right. Jeff, where's your lifeline?
Right there.
Front row, Alaska. Kevin.
Charlize Theron.
She, when we say ladies only, she's one of the ladies only that comes up almost every time. She's one of the ladies that the men enjoy a great deal. A lot of crossover there, but she does have some rom-coms. Dave, where's your lifeline at?
Right out there, my guy.
Meg Ryan.
Okay.
I'm loving this game.
Yeah, man, we might as well just give it to her.
No, you guys are going to be.
You big on Meg Ryan movies, Dave?
I know several.
Okay, that's good. Lauren, where's your lifeline at?
Anitra.
What do you got?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer is another very, yes, very popular one.
Bad bitch. Nice.
And Ian?
Maya?
Catherine O'Hara. That's a good one, Catherine O'Hara. Okay.
And you can
I like it.
You get another one or no?
That's a classy answer. I'm not gonna. I don't need one. I'm good. Okay. But yeah, we got four, which is why we call it Super Last Woman Standing, because that's a lot. But also, it's amazing how your brain will just start to tap out.
Yeah, I'm already like scared.
I'm already tapped out.
All right, Catherine O'Hara in the books. We're going to flip the order around. So Jeff's going to start, and then it'll go to me. And I'll try not to take obvious ones, but we'll see what happens. Go, Jeff.
Best in Show.
Mm. Who's in that?
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, that's correct. Oh, we're going to do that right away? We're going to play that? Waiting for Guffman? Yes. Don't say yes or no. Ian.
You said Waiting for Guffman?
I did.
All right. Top Gun.
Yeah. Whoa. Meg Ryan. Yeah.
You've Got Mail. Mm-hmm. Meg Ryan.
Also. Yeah.
Starring.
That sounded like an award show.
You've Got Mail. Meg Ryan.
Yeah. The
Our
nominees are.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Nice.
Meg Ryan.
Excellent.
I started the role where you have to say it after.
Batman Returns. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes. Good Catwoman. She did good with that. She is also in, I'm just going to say, whatever Jeff does, I'm going to do the same actress. Hairspray. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm. When Harry Met Sally. Meg Ryan.
Beetlejuice. Catherine O'Hara.
This is fun.
Yeah. Well, old Hairspray you're thinking of.
Yeah.
New Hairspray.
You're thinking out loud. Try not to do that. I mean, it's not going to stop, right? There's nothing I can do. Like, no matter how many times I ask, I still keep hearing words.
Hey, I'm just glad we're stalling. I'm going to go with the much more popular of the two, Grease 2, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
All right.
People, there's a groundswell of Grease 2 love out
there. It's a good movie.
I do like Grease 2. That was like a big reveal.
Sure.
Joe versus Grease the volcano.
What?
Joe versus the volcano.
Oh, that's a great Meg Ryan. Yeah. That was one of the quotes. The one about going through the door alone, that was from Joe versus the volcano. Have I said hanging up yet?
No.
I'm now. Ian?
Young adult.
Oh, fuck, I was going to say that.
Oh,
shit. That's what I was holding on to.
Why
did
you have to do that to her?
Hey, yo. okay, hold on.
You got something else.
I got so many.
Catherine O'Hara. Ryan.
Home Alone.
Michelle. Oh, Catherine. Nice. Jeff. I mean, Dave, sorry. Sorry I took that opportunity away from you. So exciting.
Home Alone 2, Lost in the City?
Oh, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Back up.
Boop, what did I do?
Boop. Pick a different title.
Home Alone 2?
No, a different title altogether.
What do you mean?
Because you're barking up the wrong tree. You're going to be wrong.
I'm going to be wrong?
To that answer.
Oh, what's my guy?
You're going to your lifeline already?
I'm panicking. Holy I'm in the panic button. I didn't know what I did wrong.
Just think
guy,
of another
help.
One. It's wrong. You said the title wrong.
My bad.
That's okay.
What did he say?
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh, he's telling you the proper title. Yeah. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
That's a fun use of your lifeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Because you thought you had a really easy one.
Yeah, I biffed.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That is okay.
What are you going to do? It happens.
I'm going to say Atomic Blonde.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And Meg Ryan.
There's also like many reviews come in of some of the movies. People let you know if they love them or not. And nobody's going to respond positively to this one, I don't think. Aeon Flux.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a rough one. I saw some of it recently, and it's kind of like just two ladies playing Squid Games.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just constantly having stuff shot at them that could kill them, and they have to dodge it. But it's just, there's only two contestants.
Anytime that came on MTV when I was a kid, I knew it was time to go to bed. When Aeon Flux came on.
Animated version.
Yeah, lady catching a bug in her eyelashes.
Yeah.
I was like,
This isn't
for children.
Yeah. No.
This isn't for me anymore.
Yeah. Time to go. Beavis and Butthead is
There's
over.
A dark world out there in animation that I should not be privy to.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it?
Oh, my turn.
Okay.
Scarface. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes. I just try to remember the four.
Meg Ryan.
The four names.
Okay.
Charlize, Meg,
Michelle, Catherine.
Mad Max. Charlize there.
Hang on.
Thank you. I felt the support.
Yeah. But that's not the right title.
Motherfucker. And I even saw that. What's not the right title?
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to it.
Yeah. Mad Max. Look at him over there.
Yeah. Okay. It's Lost
in the
City.
Mr. Lost in New York.
I was trying to help.
Mad Max, Dusty Cars Revenge. I don't know. What happens if. Okay. So wait, I have a lifeline though.
You haven't used it yet?
No.
Okay, let's go for it.
What? Okay, wait. Anitra, do you know?
You got one for her?
She can name another movie?
Can I correct your Mad Max?
No.
You can if you want to, but you could also just pick something else.
Just pick another.
Stardust?
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah. Stardust. That's my answer.
No, I believe you. Yeah. Yeah.
Question about what I just did. I could have just said a different movie and kept going.
Yeah.
Oh, and I wasted my lifeline.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, that's fucked up.
All right. She'll be back to you later.
Okay, good.
Yeah, in the meantime.
Mad Max, Fury Road.
Yeah. Thank you. That does ring a bell.
That's what's fucked
you.
Up.
Thank you. That is fucked up.
It's always
confusing. I just meant don't risk being wrong. Like, go ahead and either say another answer or go to your lifeline.
No, but, I didn't realize I could say another answer right then. Okay,
you could
great.
Say something else.
Great.
Like Dave did.
I'm all good.
Yeah. Jeff?
I'm going to say... The Fate of the Furious.
That was suspenseful.
Oh,
because you had to count them down, figure out which ones.
Yeah.
Which ones had Charlize in them?
Yeah.
I'm not enough of an expert on that to fuck with it, so I'm going to just say Jeff Goldblum and Michelle Pfeiffer Into the Night.
Yeah. She's in Fast 9 as well, right?
Whoa.
But what's
it called?
I think it's called Fast 9.
No, it isn't.
It's not?
It sure as hell isn't.
They put more in there.
Yeah. Well,
to be honest, that's the one I got stuck on. That's why I had to count back.
I'm a Fast and Furious title scholar. I know very little about what happens in the films, but I know everything about the titles. It was Fast 9. It was something about 9 and then the Fast Saga or something. It was not a good title.
I will be going a different direction.
This new one's just Fast X.
Yeah, it's easy. I don't know if she's in it, though. I haven't seen it.
But it also sounds like a laxative. That's why they're in such a hurry. And
they all have diarrhea.
They're so mad about it. The original script was called Diarrhea Race, and
it wasn't even a fast movie.
It got changed when another actor got involved.
I have to go to my lifeline, Maya.
Okay, we're going. Ian's going to the lifeline.
Monster.
Academy Award-winning performance from Charlize Theron. Yeah. That's right. Good job, Lifeline.
Dangerous Minds.
Oh, yes. See, Lauren's still in this game.
You
came to win.
Okay.
Dave?
2 Days in the Valley.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a short film.
But this one was 15 minutes.
Oh.
That was a little shorter than 2 Days in the Valley. But both have Charlize Theron in them.
Jeff, you know how I love that thing you do.
Oh, man.
Ian comes back around fast.
Did somebody say Home Alone 2 Lost in New York?
Yeah, somebody tried to.
But nobody did.
Nobody successfully said it?
No, that's what he got.
I thought you used that.
He ended up using it for his lifeline.
Oh, he did use it for his lifeline?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was smart play, though, on your part.
Oh, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Still available.
Who's in that?
Catherine Harris.
Oh,
she's
the lady.
She's Sandy.
Sweet November?
Yes, oh, Keanu.
Yeah.
What a wonderful pull that
is.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Dave?
Thor, Love and Thunder?
Who's in that?
Oh, fuck. Did I fuck up?
Which one's it?
Is Michelle Pfeiffer in that?
I don't think so.
Is she not in that?
No, she leans another.
Am I thinking of Rene Russo? Did I fuck myself?
I don't know what you're thinking. Yeah, Rene Russo's his mother. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, that's a wrap on me.
Oh, Dave.
My bad, dog. Sorry you ain't winning shit.
You did pretty good, dude. Yeah, he fought valiantly. But now we're moving on to Jeff. But just hang out, Dave. You can plug some stuff at the
end. Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
Michelle Pfeiffer is in the funeral scene.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now Dave's figuring it out. Yeah. Now you see what's happening.
My bad. Should I have said that?
This game's not easy, Dave. You know, like, it's hard to learn all the Cider House rules.
Oh.
Wow.
He's out here.
Oh, shoot.
Back to Ian Carmel. Formerly of the Late Late Show.
Thank you.
James Corden.
Yes.
Personally, he personally brought the whole thing down.
I did.
So blew it up. I don't want to do this inside anymore. And James is like, I'm going back to London.
I can't do it without you.
Oh my God, that clip. I saw a clip on Instagram where you said Thanksgiving, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I like,
but you know what we call Thanksgiving in England?
I said, Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I fucking threw my phone away and bought a new one.
Roasted his ass. I don't have any movie ideas here.
Okay.
I used my lifeline.
I forgot what we were doing there for a second. Yeah. And you use your lifeline and everything, right?
I used it on Monster. What's that fucking movie?
Right?
What's the one with the lady?
The rom-com with she's the candidate. It's not called The Candidate.
I know it. That's
Yep.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I know what you're
talking about. The Favorite? No, that's a very different movie. No. It's something like that. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
You're so close. But Lauren, do you know it?
I don't know that one, but I have another one.
Okay.
French Kiss. Meg Ryan.
Is that with like
another Meg Ryan?
Kevin Kline. No,
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff.
The Long Shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's right.
Don't forget that the exits are clearly marked. Exit signs are over the doors. In the back.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Look.
Meg Ryan in the doors.
There's a movie I'm trying to think of where Meg Ryan's on like a bike through the fall and it's going down the hill and it's so close.
Jeff knows it.
It's one of the funnier scenes in any movie I've ever seen.
Angel. Is it with Angel?
Oh.
No,
you're kind. Don't ask them.
Oh,
they'll answer. They'll tell you.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Oh God. Okay.
I think I know what you mean. Jeff, you know it
for sure.
Are you going to say it when it's your turn?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. I don't want to be out. I'm holding on for dear life.
You can have my lifeline.
I can.
Yeah.
That's generous.
Ahead.
Okay. Anybody you do know?
Where's Jeff's
or give
lifeline?
Me any movie. Give me any movie. Was it? Fast X.
Please. Oh, she's Charlize is in that one, too,
save
I guess.
Me, thank you. Okay, what's the name of that movie?
Makes sense.
City of Angels.
Yeah. I was right with Angel.
Yeah.
Someone said no out there.
It's so funny when Nicolas Cage is like, I'll be a human. And she's like, finally. And then gets hit by a truck. Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's Anne Hathaway movie, like 2 days. Whatever that happens to her. She's like just riding her bike and then a truck just hits her. It's so crazy. It's like the last second of the movie.
Meet Joe Black, too.
Oh, that, too. Yeah.
The 90s were a big getting hit with cars.
I mean, it's crazy the things that happen in the land of women.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, I'm probably going to be out now.
Yeah, such a good run, though.
I did. I felt really good about it. I'm trying to see these
Catherine
women.
O'Hara, I feel like we left some on
I know,
the table.
She's definitely got some. Is she in For Your Consideration?
She might as well be.
Right?
Yeah, she is, yeah. Because the other things kept coming up, but I had a whole thing worked out for... I was going to be like, I have another title for your consideration.
Nice.
Right? It was going to go, but she got it.
Yeah.
She got it.
It is correct. For Your Consideration is correct.
Yeah, but it's your turn now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn it. This movie is called In the Valley of Elah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a Tommy Lee Jones, Charlize Theron movie.
Yeah.
It's good.
Nope, that's all truth right there. It's good. The temperatures have been very hot lately. I've been watching the news, and it turns out, did you know that there's a million ways to die in the West?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm again just trying to sound it out. There's one with one of the Waiting for Guffman style. They have a band, and they're singers, and.
Oh, God.
I can't think of what it's called. And it's going to be so annoying when I hear it.
Of course.
Jeff, do you know it?
Yeah.
Are you going to say it?
Yeah.
All right. You can have it. You can have that one.
Are you out?
I'm out.
All right. But good job, Lauren.
I tried my best, everybody.
That was a nice long run
you had there.
It was impressive.
Thank you.
Jeff. That one's called A Mighty Wind.
Thank you.
Hey,
I wasn't going to get there at all. Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, it's so good. All right. We picked over everybody pretty good, but there's still got to be lots more.
Ant-Man, Quantumania.
Hey, we're still playing over here, Dave.
Oh, shit, my man. I thought you were in the wrap-up zone.
I don't think that's
get in the zone, wrap up zone. No, you're right. I am in the wrap up zone, but I was just trying to see if there's anything I could pull just to show off. But we've really, it's like four actresses with massive resumes, and you just have to look for what lies beneath.
Wow. Really good.
Sometimes if I just start a sentence, it might get there. It might. We'll see.
Yeah. The one Ian was trying to think of is called F9, The Fast Saga. That's okay. The full title.
Yes. Oh, nice.
What a good
F9,
name.
F9, The Fast Saga. I'm telling you.
That's why I saw it. I forgot. I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, wow. There's a really obvious one we haven't said.
Oh. You can go ahead. Do you mind, Jeff?
I don't mind.
Jeff and I are still battling it out, but it would be funny to take another one off the table.
Okay, When Harry Met Sally.
I think we said that.
Oh, shit. Okay, great.
I think that's it. We said all three of the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan classics.
A few of the titles got lost in the cut.
Oh, damn. Something about Bones, right?
Oh.
What's that one?
Not The Lovely
I
Bones.
Thought that's what it was called. Something About Bones.
No.
It's a movie about the TV show Bones.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm confusing In the Cut with the... Because In the Cut's like a boxing thing.
Yeah.
And what's his name's in it?
Mark Ruffalo. You're talking about Play It to the Bone.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
That's
a
different thing. That's a different guy. Congratulations, Jeff Tate is our winner!
Yay!
How many more did you have in the tank, you think?
I mean,
it was Ant-Man and the Wasp at Quantumania.
She's related to the Ant-Man characters, not the Thor characters.
Yeah, and so I had the Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, a few others.
She's in both end Avengers, Endgame, and...
I don't know if she's in Infinity War, because she got dusted. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I agree. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like she was in like a cut scene in the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
What was the Home Alone 3?
We didn't say One Fine Day for Michelle Pfeiffer.
With George
Clooney. Yeah.
I would have got to that one.
All right. Well, let's ask. Let's go to the. This is always fun to say. What did we miss?
The Italian Job.
Yeah, that's a good.
Married to the Mob is a great one. Yeah, that's really good. We said Beetlejuice.
She's trying to get us to say it three times.
That's Beetlejuice out there trying to trick us
into
saying Beetlejuice a bunch of times. But well, I guess we did pretty good. Usually there's a lot more yelling at this point, but great job, everybody. And since you won, Jeff, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to plug?
I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, August 25th and 6th, or 24th and 5th, whatever is a Friday and Saturday, at Planet of the Tapes. And then the Sunday, 26th or 7th, whichever one is the Sunday, I'm at an old church in Dayton, Kentucky. You can find out on my Instagram, at Jeff Tate. It's just my name. And as far as I know, I have an album coming out soon, so keep your eyes open.
G-E-O-F-F, if you're into spelling it correctly. Yeah. And congratulations to Jeff's lifeline that we didn't need, as it turns out.
I needed
but
him.
He came all the way from Alaska. Are you going to be okay taking this stuff back with you? He's going to figure it out. He's going to figure out how to sell the shit before he gets on a plane. But congratulations, Kevin of the North, and thank you for visiting us here. Dave Waite, what would you like to plug?
I will be at the Blue Ridge Comedy Club, August 18th and 19th, Bristol, Tennessee, August 20th, in Asheville, North Carolina, at some place I don't know yet. It's okay. That's it. I'm on Instagram.
If you're in Asheville, just look out for Dave Waite, and he'll be rolling through any time now. Or check out his website.
Beautiful city.
I love it there.
Yeah.
It's nice. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your hospitality today.
Did you get plenty of beverages backstage?
I got a couple of free drinks. It was exciting. I like a Coke Zero from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Dynasty Typewriter. They'll hook a person up nicely with the sodas and the beverages. And the Lauren Lapkus, what would you like to promote?
I have a show here August 4th. I do an improv show every 2 months or so called Very Good Time. It's always really funny improvisers. August 4th at 7:30. You can live stream it from anywhere in the world as well. Ooh. So check it out. It's always fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're on the Instagram.
And I'm on Instagram at Lauren Lapkus. Yes.
Lauren Lapkus, everybody.
Thank you.
Ian Carmel's got his dates in his hand.
In hand.
Let's hear it.
First, listen to All Fantasy Everything, where we will be fantasy drafting the worst things religions have done next week.
Oh.
And then...
my request.
Portland, Oregon, August 15th. I'm doing a big benefit show for a children's theater. Me, Kyle Kinane, Sean Jordan, who you may have heard on here before, Shane Brendan, Imani. And then you can see me in Vancouver, British Columbia, November 30th through December 3rd at the House of Comedy in Vancouver. And then I'll be in Austin December 8th and 9th at the Vulcan Gas Company doing some stand-up comedy. I might even make it Hanukkah-themed. Fuck around and find out. We're going to see. I've got enough material for 10 minutes, and I'm going to try to do 80.
Right. That would just be fun for everybody, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like a learning experience, probably.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Gentiles and whatnot could learn a little. Jeff, lean into this a little bit for me. There you go. Nice job. I can be found at you know where. I don't want to set off that chant again, but I do want to say that we will be doing Benson Movie Interruption right here at Dynasty Typewriter. So go to dynastytypewriter.com for that show, for Lauren's show, and all the great stuff they do here. Let's hear it for Dynasty Typewriter. Such a nice venue. So glad to be here. Oh, we'll be back here on August 20th. And one more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Dave Waite, Lauren Lapkus, and Ian Carmel. And as always, push the button, Max.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.